This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 409 for Friday, May 27th. ICE Canada futures are mixed on Friday morning, with losses in the new crop contracts and very light trading. The July canola contract gained $7 at $1,186 per ton, and new crop November steps back $5.30 at $1,075.60 per ton. Losses in Chicago soy oil and Malaysian palm oil are weighing on canola values. Small gains in global crude oil prices are providing some direction to veg oils. There are increases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, while European rapeseed is narrowly mixed. Drought-stricken southern Alberta is forecast to receive rain today, which will help thirsty crops. The soaked eastern prairies are to see rain over the weekend, adding more woes to the slow pace of planting. Saskatchewan reports spring seeding is at 52% complete, improving by 19 points on the week. The Canadian Grain Commission says canola exports for the week ending May 22nd are down 78% at 33,300 tons. Meanwhile, domestic usage climbs 22.5% at 151,300 tons, and producer deliveries are slightly higher at 107,500 tons. The Canadian dollar is higher on Friday morning, with the loonie at 78.5 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 78.17. As with the eastern prairies, Minnesota and the Dakotas are forecast to get rain over the weekend, slowing spring seeding in those states. Kansas as well is to get rain, with small amounts for northeast Texas and Oklahoma. In South America, Paraguay and southern Brazil are expecting widespread showers for much of next week. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are mostly higher on Friday morning. The July contract gained 7 cents at $17.33.5 per bushel. July soy oil loses a quarter cent at 80.27 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is up $1.90 at $430.10 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger this morning. The July contract rises 13 cents at $7.78 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the July contract up 6 cents at $6.91.5. The U.S. wheat complex is on the rise, as Chicago July gains 15 cents at $11.58. Kansas City July adds 9 cents at $12.38. And Minneapolis July improves by 20 cents at $13.12. A reminder that the U.S. markets will be closed on Monday to mark Memorial Day. Trading is scheduled to resume that evening. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday morning, May 27th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.